I shaved, I believe, on Christmas morning. So I went to church on Christmas Day. So I believe, aww, I believe
for the Lord, you shaved, but for a woman, you won't. Is that what you're saying?
No, here's what I'm saying. Taking a razor and running it over my face when I'm standing there wet and I have to get to work, and then I got to run the razor across the chin and down the other side.
Taking your face and running it across my face or my nether regions with that stubble is the worst.
Yeah, but that ain't
shave it.
But that's not going on.
Well, clearly between me and you, no. But if you have a woman in your life, or if you want a woman in your life, what are you going to do with that beard, buddy? Get rid of it. One's going to put up with it.
Right.
Nope.
I'm not growing a beard. I'm telling you, here's
the thing. So you're just so lazy, you're just letting the hair grow, but you're refusing to classify it as growing a beard.
Right.
So you're just lazy.
All right, I'm lazy. Fine. I'm too lazy to shave, and it hurts to shave and to run a razor over your face.
It hurts me more than it hurts you.
520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Now, did you, when you saw Conan O'Brien, was that hot to you,
No,
Sam?
I don't think he's hot, period. I don't think too many people with red hair, I'm just not into the red.
Yeah.
And then when a full facial hair full of red, even more less unattractive to me.
By the way,
that's
guys,
just me.
You know what else is out? Really out, way out, even further out than beards.
What?
Mustaches.
It's a little village people.
Yeah, it is not 1970. It is not 1970. If you're at the office and you shut up at the office after the holidays, bringing in 2008 with a mustache. Tom Selleck doesn't live here anymore. It is not.
Come on, Tom. There's some people that think Tom Selleck's hot.
Yeah.
Still.
Mustache, never. A couple of days. Now, there's a difference. There is a difference. I'll ask you as a chick, Sam. A couple of days.
You as a chick or me as a chick?
You're the chick.
Okay, gotcha.
A couple of days of growth and a beard are two different things.
Oh, completely. One's a 5 o'clock shadow, and one is a lot of facial hair.
I don't have a beard right... Gina, do I have a beard right now?
No, that's not a beard.
Right.
That's stubble. That's a little 5 o'clock shadow.
No, it's more than stubble. It's more than a half an inch long. Stubble is like an eighth of an inch. There's some growth to that.
Well, it's like that hot convict length.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you look dangerous. I like that, but it doesn't feel very good.
All right, now, both of you guys...
Both of you girls,
right. Yeah. But you're basically a dude, Sam.
Yeah, we're like guy girls.
I have news for you.
Thanks a lot, dude.
You're a dude.
I got some balls. That's true.
No. You chicks have both seen, you work with me all the time.
Yeah.
And I see Sam all the time. This look or shaved?
Hmm.
Vote now.
On most people, I like that look. But on you, it looks like you're a little bit distraught. So
it looks dirty.
Yeah, I like you better with the clean face.
Right, you like it when I come in after I go to the barbershop after I've gotten my head buzzed and
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I like this look. This look looks like you're going to, drag me by my hair into a cave.
Oh, so it's bad.
Yeah.
Do I look intimidating?
You look a little left of dangerous.
Now, do I look fatter? I look fatter,
skinnier.
Right?
Skinnier. Oh. Yeah, because the shadowing gives your face some
I got
contouring.
I disagree.
Really? You think it makes him look fatter?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I think it's almost like makeup.
Thanks,
where
Gina.
It's, sort of like contouring.
This is Floyd in Irvine on 97.1 Free FM, filling in for Tim Conway Jr. Sam Phillips is here. I'm Brian Whitman. Happy New Year, Floyd. What's up,
Happy
dude?
Happy New Year, women. Whitman, you're a genius. Sam, you are hot.
Wow.
Let you know that. You are hot.
Thanks, Floyd.
Listen, last time I went on vacation, I wanted to rebel, and so I went a whole week, 2 weeks on vacation without shaving. It's a vacation beard. A lot of guys do this. You just let it grow. You don't shave. My girlfriend couldn't stand it. The last 3 days of vacation, she wouldn't stay in the same house as me because she couldn't stand the beard. But it was more like a statement, I don't have to work. I don't have to keep this. I don't have to maintain my face,
Right. That's the idea. It's part of a vacation. I agree with you, dude.
Okay, so you know what?
Part of a vacation is not shaving because you don't have to prep for work or anything.
Okay, fine. Then us women, we'll stop shaving our legs.
That's totally different.
Yeah, no, it is not. We will stop shaving our pits, our groin areas. We will stop the way you stop and you want a vacation beard. We want a vacation beard.
Here's the difference. Guys who don't shave their face can still get laid. In fact, some chicks are really into beards. But chicks who don't shave their legs, it's over.
That's not true.
And by the way, and chicks who don't shave their pits, it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Hit the lights. The game is over. Say goodnight to the crowd. Let's get the guys to sweep up the popcorn bags and the hot dog wrappers. It's over. Shut it down.
So I checked out this website called beards.org, and they have all different types of beard styles. Check this out, Brian Whitman.
So, oh, God, they're all awful.
So yours is the full beard.
No, judging. I'm not having a full beard.
Yes, you're aiming towards a full beard. Well, it's certainly not the mutton chops.
Well, I don't have the chin curtain. These guys look like a-holes. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Ladies, do you like your guy with a beard? Last night, David Letterman came out with a full beard. Conan O'Brien came out with a beard. Even Jerry Wachowski, the ice plant, he came back from vacation with a beard, with like a goatee. This is Tony in Calabasas on Free FM. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Anyway, every November I grow out my beard. It's no shave November. You just grow it out for a month and see how long it gets.
And then, so you go through Thanksgiving without having shaved, and then after Thanksgiving you shave, basically?
Well, no, just from November 1st till pretty much the 30th, or just the end of the month.
All right, dude.
So it's just 1 month break.
Isn't it awesome, though, not to, like, when you get out of the shower...
Shaving.
Oh, I effing hate it. I cannot tell you how much I look at that razor and I effing hate it. And now that I'm growing out like my beard, but I'm not growing a beard, it's gonna hurt more to shave because I got to get all of this hair off my face. I'll do it probably tonight.
You need to get a beard trimmer.
Nah. There's all kinds of accoutrements that you should have.
No, I don't want a beard.
Maintain your beard.
As a dude, I prefer to have, Tony, like a clean shaven or... You know, one day's growth face. I mean, I'm not, I'm not a beard dude.
Are you going to start washing your beard?
I'm not going to grow a beard.
You have a beard.
Well, I put soap in it today. I washed my face.
Okay, now do you condition it?
I bathed before I came to work.
Do you use conditioner on it?
No, it's not a beard. It's just I didn't shave.
Did you know that failure to rinse sufficiently may result in flaking?
Scott in Long Beach. But thank you about the flaking. I'm not flaking. Am I currently flaking?
No.
All right.
Just warning you.
Scott in Long Beach, you're on Free FM. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got three things really, really quick. The hair on your face makes you look fat.
Yeah, man.
You do really, really good impressions, man. You should have your own show.
Yeah, man.
Danny Bonaducci sucks.
Yeah, man.
Aw, we love the
We dancer. Love Danny. Danny, every afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on Free FM.
That's right.
Ryan in Hawthorne is on Free FM. Not a 7.1, well, the FM plus. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, dude. What about turn the radio down before I crawl through this microphone, grab you by your beard, and...
yank you by the hair.
Throttle you.
Ooh, nice.
Hey, dude, do you have a beard?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Hey, everybody, good body of... it's just that I'm lazy. That's all it is.
Really?
Yeah.
So when are you going to shave this facial hair?
Ryan, you're the worst call in the history of talk radio.
Can you give him a prize for being so bad?
Yeah.
I think you should.
Actually, you know what, dude? You said nothing. You just sat there.
That one was good.
So I'm going to give you something. This is actually for being the worst caller in the history of talk radio.
Wow. You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
Oh, buggy. All right, here we go. Ryan? A pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards.
Yep.
Whoa, that's awesome, man.
And by the way, it's all for being the worst caller to talk radio.
Thank you very much, man.
Yep.
That's awesome.
You're
going
to encourage everyone to
so
call up.
So freaking nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
All right. It's a pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards, one for you and another to give to a friend.
Wow.
Give to your beard.
And
purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card. Go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid. Hold on.
Wow.
All right, dude.
He can't stop saying wow.
Yeah, you like that, huh? Yeah, man.
Holy macaroni. So I think that you should start shaving parts of your face and playing around. Like, I think you should try the goatee.
No, I don't want...
Yeah. I keep growing that hair. Extended goatee. Well, you could do the goat and the mustache.
I have to tell you, what Gina said keeps ringing in my ears.
That you look fatter?
Right, and that she likes me clean shaven. What is it about me? What, you don't like me to be bad or nasty,
well,
Gina?
I don't know. you're the exception, because as a general rule, I love dudes with 5 o'clock shadow. I love it.
But how about beards? Okay, we'll get to me in a second. 5 o'clock shadows you love.
Yeah, love it.
What about beards?
Beards can be very sexy in that kind of hippie way. I'm from Kansas, you know? Like,
okay, but let me ask you something. I'm sorry, Sam.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, which one hurts more, though?
Oh, a beard. The stubble.
See, that's really? What I'm saying. Yeah, because the beard is soft.
So it's like
by
a
the
cushion.
Time it grows out, it's like, you know, head hair.
It's like a rose with a thorn.
No, but I got to be honest with you. And if you had like, if you were like dating a guy with a beard.
And you found beard in it.
I can be gassy.
No, and you like put your face to his.
And it smelled.
God, please don't.
You're going to vomit.
Please don't. I mean, and like you're like tongue kissing Gina. I mean, you're saying that's hot. That can be hot. And you have the smell of his hair, and his hair is all around your lips.
How about this?
Wait a minute. I want you to confirm that that's hot, his hair all around your face. And
if I'm into him, it's hot.
Oh, God.
How about when his hair prickles your nose? Oh,
if I'm into it, I'm into it.
You'll take the prickles?
I'll take it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Gina.
Oh, my God.
Gina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
That's Sam Phillips. Gina, she's having an episode.
That's okay. It's confusing. Am I Conway? Am I Phillips?
Hold on. Gina, it's Sam Phillips. All right?
I think she gets it now. I mean, I was here yesterday. I'll be here tomorrow, too.
Yeah, no, but she gets...
Crazy.
I can be gassy.
Yeah, I know, honey. And this is where she starts admitting weird stuff.
That's cool.
I love leather.
I know, baby.
I do too.
520-9710.
I just can't get enough.
I know, honey. But, you know, I don't know what's up with you. You had some sort of psychological trauma or psychiatric trauma as a child.
We all can't get enough of you, Brian
Whitman.
I am
in leather heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know what? That's what you're missing. Holy macaroni with that beard. You need some leather chaps. No underwear.
Get the
maybe
F
some
out of here.
Nipple clamps.
Right, and a dude on my back.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Gina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
All right. Let's go to Glenn in Ontario on Free FM. Letterman, Conan O'Brien, both coming out last night with beards. Do you wear a beard, Glenn? Are you into the beard, man?
I'm not into beards at all, guys. I am actually growing out a mustache on a bet.
I'm sorry, did you say on a bet?
Yeah, my roommate who has a girl and my neighbor who has a girl, they're like, yeah, let's grow mustaches so we can, you know, and the last person to keep it gets $100. And I said, okay, but now I'm shot down big time.
So you're wearing a mustache. Did you buy a Hawaiian shirt so you could look like Tom Selleck? I mean, why not just go for Magnum? Go for the Magnum look.
No, the worst thing, too, Sam, is that I'm also a redhead with a mustache, so I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have a chance with that. Huh?
Oh, no, it's out. I can answer for her.
I mean, it's not as bad as a full beard, just a little bit of a mustache, and it depends upon how orange is red.
George is on Free FM. What's up, George? It's Conway and Whitman filling in for Conway. Sam Phillips, hi.
Yo, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, buddy.
I heard you guys talking about the whole beard thing. I just want to say, you know, you guys are fighting over if chicks dig it or not. I've actually never been laid more in my life now that I've been growing out a beard since August.
By who?
By who not?
Really? Like, describe your beard to me. Is it the
young
chin?
Young little pistols. That's who.
The what?
And they just, you know.
What?
Just
wait, what?
Like,
wait, what? What, dude? What'd you say?
Those little, you know. 20-something-year-old pistols that just...
Oh, those little pistols? Yeah. Where are you calling from? 1950? As Conway would say? Hey, yeah, these little pistols, man. I tell you. I'm out there banging
around.
Hey, the
50s would like their decade back,
buddy. Yeah, these young little pistols, man. You know, these little...
No wonder he's growing a beard.
Yeah,
now,
I tell you, man, I'm banging the chickie-doos.
Okay, now, you said you've been growing it since August. What's it look like now? Is it like a full mountain man look?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, I kind of trim it down on the sides, like on my cheeks, and... besides that, it's pretty mountain man. But I've got really cool cars because...
But dude, doesn't food get on it?
You have cool cars?
No, yeah.
Well, that's why you're getting laid. It's not your beard, dude.
Doesn't food get in it?
No. My beard has like a bunch of different colors. Like it's
Come
blonde
on, man,
and brown, and it's just totally radical and, you know, crazy sexy. So,
are you on drugs?
It's over. When a guy tells me he's quote crazy sexy, I'm done,
dude. The minute he said he had multiple colors in his beard, I was thinking, what kind of drugs is that cat on?
Yeah. I'm crazy sexy. Bye.
It sounds like I could be talking about myself crazy sexy.
See you later. Oh, here's a chick.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God. Thank God, Gina. Thank you for screening up a chick, man.
Yeah.
Are you, is her episode over?
I think so.
Is Gina all right? Or no?
Oh my God! Oh my God! No. I don't know what's going on.
She had acid once.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God!
And the flashbacks keep happening.
Oh my God! Who are you?
She made her boyfriend talk to her through the vent.
Really?
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not making fun of you. All right, Natalie. Hi in Malibu. What's up?
Hi.
Hi. Have your radio turned down, sweetheart.
Okay, have it turned all the way down.
All right, dear. You see, you sitting there with a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Has he got a beard?
Yes, he does.
Ah, Christ.
Is it a full beard?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a full beard.
And you're into that?
Yeah, I'm into beards.
Do you have a nice set of knockers?
Yes, I do.
Nice nips?
Big brown nipples.
So rarely do we get an answer to that question.
She was a good sport, that Natalie.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. Tim Conway Jr. is back on Monday, the vacation he gets.
That big stud.
I said it, man.
I wonder if he's going to have a beard just like you, Brian,
and you know
David
what?
Whitman.
I don't have a beard. I'm just
you
not
do.
Shaving.
Is it itching?
Face itches.
It itches. God. That's why we don't like it, ladies.
I hate shaving, but I hate having a beard. So
I think you'd hate being alone worse than you'd hate shaving.
I'm all of those things. I'm alone, unshaven, and hating my face.
I love your face.
Yeah. It's Conway and Whitman slamming Sammy Phillips, man. Filling in for Tim Conway Jr. live on 97.1 Free FM.